Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga Podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais Method. Today, I would like to first thank everyone who has reviewed the podcast. This is a great way to freely support the podcast. Here's a quick review from a listener. Sarah's use of cues in her pace allows students to really listen to the body. No distractions, just pure natural movement and breath. The Feldenkrais connection brought me to Sarah. Her calm imagery keeps me listening. And today's class uses quite a lot of imagery. The class is a 60-minute Feldenkrais awareness through movement lesson. It is the intro class for my new series called Your Poetic Pelvis. Please have a comfortable place to lie on the floor. A carpeted floor or a rug works best for this lesson. If you're planning to use a yoga mat, you may eventually want to bring your legs off of the yoga mat if it is creating too much friction for your feet.
And you'll know when that time comes, if it's starting to get annoying, if the mat's getting in your way. So as always, it is my delight to hold space for you to deepen into your body's wisdom and rediscover a trust of your body. So let's get into this lesson. I do begin with just a short talk about the pelvis. This was a live class that I taught for an introduction to the series. Make sure you take things slowly. And if you do find that your legs, in particular your hamstrings, are cramping up a little bit, if you tend to get leg cramps when we're circling the legs, you can always ignore my directions and stay with one of the earlier movements that focuses more on rolling the pelvis. Remember, your body's your guide, so take more rests if you need them. Before we get into the lesson, I just want to say a little something about the pelvis and our hip joints. Some of you were with me with this last series. We just finished an 8-week series on, in particular, the pelvic floor. So this isn't going to focus to zoom in on the pelvic floor. The series won't, but it'll be a totally new kind of exploration of our pelvis and it the way that it relates to our whole self. So for us to be able to sit, to stand, to keep ourselves upright, to stand upright in gravity, we really need our hip joints. So to maintain a position of the head being upright, which is kind of a big task. We're the only animals that actually stand with our heads right over our pelvis and, you know, our heads right up at the top. And so to do that, we need these very intelligent hip joints and a lot of intelligent communication of the hip joints and the pelvis to the rest of us, to our spine, up to our head, from our pelvis down to our feet. So hopefully we'll find some ways to improve these functions like standing, walking, sitting, running, dancing, really anything having to do with your pelvis and the pelvis's relationship to your whole self. And I say whole self because in Feldenkrais, we're always learning to have this integrated experience of the whole self. So even though many of my courses might focus in on a specific part of the body, it's always in the context of the entire self. So just a reminder, as we're going through the lesson, do things slowly, do things in a way that's comfortable. So if anything causes you discomfort or fatigue or a part of the body cramps, take a rest. I will, of course, cue rest throughout the lesson, but you can always rest more on your own. So, you know, Feldenkrais lessons, the approach to movement, to the way that we're moving, is not prescriptive. So I will not tell you exactly how to do things. And some people find that disappointing or maybe even confusing. In Feldenkrais, we like to think of it as being really respectful and liberating. So the practice is invitational, right? It's this opportunity for you to come into a more intimate relationship with yourself, a more intimate relationship with your body, mind, with your subjective sense of satisfaction, a more intimate relationship with your habits. With that, let's begin in standing. You can face any direction in your room. And if it's comfortable for you to close your eyes in standing, please close your eyes in standing. And observe the position of your head on your spine. Just here and now, this evening. Observe the corners of your lips. without changing your mind or your face, just think about the corners of your lips. And only imagine the corners of the lips moving to the sides. Just imagining they move towards the ears. The corners of your lips. And while you're standing with closed eyes, observing the spine, observe the shape of the spine, your two arms, your two legs. And the quality of your breathing. Which part of your breathing is spontaneously clear to you? Where you could say, ah, I feel the breathing there. So listen to the rhythm. To the pace. And now observe the pelvis. The front of the pelvis. How do you imagine the front of the pelvis? What's its shape? What's the image that you might see when you think about the front of the pelvis? And the back of the pelvis, how do you sense the back of the pelvis? Its shape, the image that you might get. And now go back up to your head, observing the head, the front of the head where the face is. And the back of the head. And now could you do something kind of interesting? Could you imagine that you have a face in the back of your head? So imagine two eyes in the back of your head, a nose, your mouth, your lips. And turn your head a little one way and the other, a little right and left, continuing to imagine this face on the back of the head. And what does that do for you? Does it change the way you sense yourself when you think about an imaginary face on the back of the head? And could you keep turning your head gently to one side and the other? But as you do it, now sense your actual face, the one in the front. And is it somehow different? Do you turn the head a little differently, or do you sense yourself differently? Okay, let that go. Open your eyes. Go ahead and lie on your back. And lie with your legs long as this is comfortable for you. And as you're lying there, could you imagine paint on the entire back surface of you? So from behind, on all the backside of you, the back of your head, your shoulder area, the back of your ribs, along the spine, the back of your pelvis, back of your legs and heels. You imagine this paint. And go ahead and give the paint a color. Imagine the color of the paint. And as you lie on the back, if that paint were to imprint or create a kind of stamp on the floor, what kind of a print do you receive? What kind of a print can you get from the floor? And so you include your head, your arms, your legs. Is the back of your head a point? Is it a line? Is it a circle? Is it another shape? So you really feel how you're resting on the floor. Notice the pelvis. Is it a circle? Is one side heavier? Is there more paint, thicker paint that would meet the floor on one side or the other? And then begin a very smooth rolling of your head, a little bit to one side and then to the other. And let your eyes follow the movement. So your eyes loll with your head as it moves. As you roll your head from one side to the other, sense the face, the front of the head, where the face is. And then could you keep rolling the head gently, but imagine this face on the back of the head, like we did in standing. And again, is there a difference in how you sense yourself, how you roll your head when you imagine this face on the back of the head? How far down along your chest into your spine do you feel the echo of this movement of your head rolling? Great. Okay. Let the head come to the middle. Bend your knees and bring your feet to stand. And observe how you do that. So maybe try it again. Maybe lengthen the legs again. And bend the knees, bring the feet to standing. What direction do you move the legs? What's the sense of length of your legs? Great. So with your two feet standing, and have your feet apart from each other, so the feet aren't touching. And just slowly rock your knees a little bit to one side and the other. The same kind of easy quality of rolling the head from one side to the other. So you're observing how you do this. The movement itself is not to get a stretch or to see how far you can go, but actually to see, as you tilt your knees to one side and the other, how far does that movement move through you? So as you're moving your knees gently, when does the head know that something is happening? Is there any moment where you feel a little tug through the spine? How do you breathe to do this? Great. Okay, pause with your knees in the middle. Now, sense your pelvis. wherever that is for you. We didn't look at any anatomy images today, but you have a general sense of the where pelvis is for you. Could you press the back of your pelvis straight back into the floor? How would you do that? So you start to feel, what part do you press? Because the pelvis, it takes up a decent amount of us. So try just pressing the top of your pelvis into the floor. So you press, and then you let it go, and then you press, and let it go. Good. Now try just the lower part of the pelvis, so the area closer to your tail, closer to your sitting bones. You press, think of pressing straight back into the floor. Press and let go. Don't think of a rolling, but a pressing back. There's a difference. Okay, pause. So try pressing the back of your head. Feel where the back of your head meets the floor. Try pressing the back of the head straight back into the floor. Press and let go. Do it a couple times. And is that clear? I think for most people, that's a pretty clear movement. Okay, let that rest. Now try the area of the back of the shoulders. Press that area straight back into the floor and let it go. Repeat it a few times. Feel how you do that. Good. Now try pressing the lower back into the floor. So, like, you want to push the floor down with the low back. Good, let that rest. Now again, try pressing the back of the pelvis into the floor. Is it clear or is it not so clear? Okay, pause, keep your feet standing. So when we press some part of ourselves back into the floor, it usually means some other part of ourself gets lighter. So let's try just one half of the pelvis. So could you think about the right side of your pelvis, your right hip joint, and think of pressing the right side of your pelvis straight back into the floor. Press it and let go, and do it a couple times. That's it. Yeah, so it's not a rolling, but let's feel what rolling is. So try rolling your pelvis to the right. So the left side of your pelvis will lift, and you really think of rolling the weight to the right side and then bringing the weight back to the middle. And try it a couple times. And go ahead, when you roll the weight of your pelvis to the right, go ahead and let your knees drift to the right, both knees. They're almost carried to the right by the rolling pelvis. And feel how this is different than when I ask you to press the right hip or the right pelvis back into the floor. Could you do a little bit of both at the same time? So as you roll the pelvis to the right, could you also press the back of your right pelvis into the floor? That's it. And the knees they drift, they veer to the right as your pelvis goes to the right. Yeah, notice what's yielding to this movement. What parts of you are responding to the weight of your pelvis going to the right? Okay, let that rest. Take your legs long. And notice that imprint, how you meet the floor. Good. Bend your knees and stand your feet. And think about the left side of your pelvis and your left hip joint. And begin to press the left side of your pelvis straight back into the floor. So press it back and let it go. And nothing else is pressing. Your hands, your head, your feet aren't pressing. You're just feeling more pressure right behind that left pelvis, left hip. And see if you can start this without rolling, feeling the difference between pressing and rolling. So right now we're just thinking of pressing. Great. And now begin to roll your pelvis to the left. That's right. And bring it back to the middle. Seeing if your knees can travel to the left with your pelvis. So the knees are almost like this shadow. They trail to the left from the lead of your pelvis rolling to the left. And to roll your pelvis to the left, where do you press into the floor? Do you push with a foot? Do you push with an arm, the back of a shoulder? As you roll the pelvis to the left, at the same time, could you think a little bit about pressing the left hip, feeling that left hip get heavier into the floor? That's right. And if you're not already, can you allow your feet to shift a little bit so that you roll more towards the inner edge of your right foot and the outer edge of your left foot as your pelvis rolls to the left? That's right, and you bring the knees back to the middle. That's right, gently repeating. Okay, let that go. Take the legs long. Bend your knees and bring your feet to stand. And now slowly move your pelvis from side to side. So you can think it's a combination of both rolling the pelvis and also pressing one side of the pelvis. So you're taking your pelvis right and left from side to side and let your chest respond and your head. That's right. So the knees move in response to the pelvis. So it's not a rocking of the knees from side to side, although they are moving side to side. The intention is to move your pelvis side to side, and the knees trail, or the knees are moved by the pelvis. Great. Pause. So feel the difference. Could you not roll your pelvis? So feel the back surface of the pelvis and keep the weight across the back surface of the pelvis even. It doesn't change. And now think of moving just your knees right and left. And see, can you do it without moving your pelvis? Great. Okay. Let that rest. So we're establishing differences, different ways of moving, different ways of coordinating, the timing of different things, where things feel connected or not. Go ahead and rest with your legs long. And bring your right hand to your forehead. So your right palm will be resting on your forehead with the right fingers pointed to the left. It's similar to if you take the temperature, you put your hand on someone's forehead to take their temperature. And you can do whatever you can to reduce any effort in your right hand, your right shoulder. And just feel the weight of your hand on your forehead. With the help of your right hand, roll your head a little bit to the left and then come back to the middle. So it's a very slow. Yeah, your right hand rolls your head to the left. Minimum amount of force. The power comes from the effort of the arm. So there's a contact of the hand to the skin and to the bone of the forehead. Gently rolling the head to the left and back to the middle. Good. Bring the right arm down. And investigate this on the other side for a moment. Bring your left hand to the forehead. So the left fingers point to the right. Feel the weight of your left hand. Yeah, reduce any effort in your left shoulder, an unnecessary effort. And just increase the contact just a little bit so you feel the hand on the skin and then it's trying to sense the bone of the forehead and gently roll your head to the right and back to the middle. So feeling the head rolling like a heavy ball. The power comes from the effort of the arm. Reducing the effort in your breathing and throughout your entire self. Great. Pause and bring your arm down. Now open your eyes. and look at a point on the ceiling that's directly in front of you. So straight up to the ceiling. And bring your right hand back to your forehead. Without taking your eyes off of that spot on the ceiling, could you roll your head to the left? Roll your head to the left slowly. The eyes stay looking at that spot on the ceiling, and then roll your head back to the center. Yeah, try it a few times. Allow yourself to blink as often as you need to keep the eyes relaxed. Great. And now close your eyes, and without restricting the movement of the eyes, just roll your head to the left, let your eyes move as they'd like to, and see if that's a little bit easier. Great. Pause and bring the arm down. One of the things we're exploring today is the communication of the pelvis and the head. So you might just sense the distance. It's quite a lot of distance between the two. And we have a beautiful spine that connects the bones of the pelvis and the bones of the skull. So open your eyes again. Find that point on the ceiling right in front of you. Keep your eyes on that point. Bring your left hand to your forehead. Second side. And with the help of the left hand, gently roll your head to the right and back to the middle, but keeping the eyes on that spot on the ceiling. And only as far as is easy for the neck. There's no strain. Great. And now continue to roll the head to the right with the help of the left hand, but let your eyes close. And let your eyes move as they'd like to with the movement of the head. And does anything become easier or more simple or smoother about the movement of the head? Great. Okay, let that rest. Bring your arm down. So your arms down on the floor, legs are long. Sense your two long legs. And begin to roll your right leg a little inward. So you feel that you roll across the back of your right heel, and the whole leg will roll a little inward. And then let it return. And do this a few times with your right leg. And as the right leg starts to turn inward, could you start to turn your left leg outward? That's right. And you're rolling across the backs of both heels. And at a certain point, you may feel like your knees want to soften and bend a little bit. So you're rolling the right leg inward as the left leg moves outward. That's right. So both knees start to point more to the left. And you start to come onto the outside edge of your left foot and the inside edge of your right foot. Now, as you're doing this, as you're taking both legs and rolling them, you can think that you're rolling them both to the left. Could you start to get your pelvis involved? Think of rolling the pelvis, pressing that left hip a little bit deeper into the floor. That's right. That's right. And there's a moment where the knees would like to soften a little bit. You know, does it feel possible that you could get the outside edge of your left foot and the inside edge of your right foot to touch the floor? Right? Your pelvis can shift, your knees can bend. Just going in that direction. The rest of you gets to yield and respond. The ribs, the head. That's right. Now, as you're over to the left like that, so your knees are a little bit bent, they're pointing to the left, could you slide your left foot along the outside edge of your left foot, slide it towards your pelvis, bring your left foot to stand, bring your pelvis back to neutral, and pause. That's right, so your right leg is still long, your left foot standing. Now, if you were to just hit the reverse button, so can you return the way you came? So start by rolling your pelvis to the left, really take that left hip back into the floor, let both knees move to the left, slide along the outside edge of your left foot to lengthen your left leg long. Yeah, and then both legs, bring both legs long and pause. Great, so let's try that pattern again. So roll across the back, so the heels, both legs rotate to the left, the knees bend a little bit, and that left leg continues to bend, sliding the left heel towards your pelvis, and then stand your left foot, come back to the middle of your pelvis, reverse by tilting the pelvis to the left, letting that left knee fall to the left, and slide along the outside edge of your left foot to lengthen your left leg. Great. And then have both legs long. Pause for a moment. So begin this process, but rolling to the right. So let's start with just the left leg. So you have your long left leg. Roll that left leg inward. So you roll across the back of your left heel so that your left toes start to point more towards your right foot. So you roll it a little inward, and then you bring it back. And each time you roll the left leg inward, start to include more of yourself. More of yourself joins this movement of rolling a little bit to the right. So your right leg starts to join. That's it. And your pelvis starts to shift a little bit to the right. And you move closer to this idea of bringing the outside edge of your right foot to the floor and the inside edge of your left foot to the floor. And you don't force anything to make that happen. The pelvis gets to shift, the knees get to bend. And what about the head? Great. Okay, let that rest. Pause for a moment. Feel the way that the back of you meets the floor. What kind of an image do you receive from the floor as you rest now?
Good. And bend your knees and bring your feet to stand. And slowly start to tilt your pelvis to the left, letting your knees tilt to the left. And when your knees move to the left, stay like that. And start to let your left leg slide long. So slide along the outside edge of your foot to straighten the left leg. And then bring your pelvis back to the middle. Good. Then tip your pelvis to the left, slide along the outside edge of your left foot, slide your left heel towards your pelvis, stand your left foot. That's right. Try that a couple times. So it's the left leg that's moving, both knees tilt to the left, and you let the pelvis really steer the legs. Lengthen the left leg along the outside edge of the foot, and then slide that left foot back to stand along the outside edge of the foot. Good. As you do it, could you let your head follow your knees? So as you sense your knees tilting a little to the left, could you let your head, your nose, the face move a little, roll a little to the left? And as the pelvis comes back to the middle, could you let your head come back to the middle? That's right. That's slow and easy. Great. Okay, pause with your 2 feet standing, your knees bent. Make sure you have some space between your feet, about shoulder width, have your feet. And tilt your knees to the left again, but this time, instead of straightening your left leg long, could you straighten your right leg by rolling or sliding the inside edge of your right foot on the floor until that right leg's long, and then roll back onto both sides of the pelvis. Your left knee will point towards the ceiling. And then to bring that right foot back to stand, tip your pelvis to the left, rolling the legs a little to the left, and slide the inside edge of the right foot up to stand. Yeah, so again, the knees tilt to the left, slide the inside edge of the right foot away from the pelvis to straighten the right leg, and then you can roll everything back to the middle or to neutral, then tip the pelvis to the left, slide the inside edge of that right foot back towards the pelvis to have both feet standing. That's right. Try it a bit on your own. Experiment. And if you're confused, it's okay. That's right. Great. Okay. Come back to the middle. Stand both feet. Make sure you have some distance between the feet. Sense your breathing. And start to tip your pelvis to the right, letting your knees float to the right. And staying with this right leg, but now slide the right leg long along the outside edge of the foot. So the pinky toe side of the foot feels the floor. It slides away from you until that right leg is long. And then you roll your pelvis back to the middle. And tip your pelvis to the right, both knees move a little bit to face the right, and slide that right foot along the pinky toe edge of the foot back towards your pelvis to stand the foot. That's right. Try it a few times. So the whole time, the pelvis is the powering this. The pelvis is steering
That's right. The ribs yield, the head yields. Can you let your head roll to the right so that as your knees, as you sense both knees pointing more to the right side of your room, your head rolls a little bit to the right. And as your knees come back to neutral, that left knee points back up towards the ceiling, the head comes to the middle. So you can think about the head and the pelvis like these spheres, these larger spheres on either side of the spine, either end of the spine, and they're rolling together. They're rolling somewhat in unison. Great. Now keep tilting the pelvis to the right and back to the middle, but instead of straightening the right leg long, you'll straighten your left leg long. And to do that, as the knees tilt to the right, the pelvis goes to the right, let the inside edge of the left foot skim the floor. It just slides along the floor until that left leg is long. That's right. And once your left leg is long, you can roll your pelvis back to the middle and pause. And then tilt your pelvis to the right again. Feel the rolling across the back of the left heel, gently bending that left knee and sliding along the inside edge of the left foot to bring the left foot to stand. Yeah, and so you look for the pathway that feels simple to do that. Great. Let that rest. Take the legs long. Let the jaw relax. Okay, bend your knees again, stand your feet. Keep a good distance between the feet. So now we'll play with just the right leg. Okay, so the pelvis is still going to be tipping, and your left knee will still tip one way or the other. But the right foot is the foot that's going to be communicating with the floor. So could you start to roll the pelvis to the right, the knees tilt to the right, and then slide that right leg long along the outside edge of the right foot. Roll the pelvis back to the middle and roll the pelvis to the left as you slide along the inside edge of the right foot, sliding that right foot back to stand. So you can think as though your right foot is making maybe like a very long oval on the floor. You straighten the leg along the outside edge of the right foot, and you bring the right foot back to stand, sliding along the inside edge of the right foot. That's right, and letting the pelvis be the power station to do that. Yeah, brushing along the outside edge of the foot and then the inside edge of the foot. As you do it, observing your spine, your ribs, your head, the corners of the lips. Great. Okay, pause. Keep both feet standing. So exploring this in a way that's not just possible, but that's comfortable. We're always looking for that level of enjoyment within the movement, which sometimes means that the movement needs to be much smaller or slower. So begin here, we'll play with the left side. First, just feel the weight of your pelvis move to the left. Think of pressing the back of your left hip into the floor, rolling your pelvis to the left, and feel your knees drift over to the left. From there, the left leg can effortlessly lengthen along the outside edge of the left foot. And then roll your pelvis back to the middle and start to roll your pelvis to the right, and your right knee tilts to the right, bringing the inside edge of the left foot on the floor. And as effortlessly as you can, slide the inside edge of the left foot towards your pelvis to stand your feet. And then your knees tilt to the left again. And you continue this gentle oval of your foot on the floor, gliding on the floor away from you and towards you. That's right. Feeling how there's a response through your ribs, through your head. That's right. Beautiful. Some very tactile feet on the floor. Good. So even though you're circling just that left foot on the floor, at some point the pelvis shifts to the right, sometimes to the left, from side to side, letting your chest respond, your head respond. Great. Okay, let that rest and bring your legs long. Roll your head a little bit from one side to the other and just feel how that's coming along. How far down into yourself do you feel an echo of movement? Do your ribs know that your head is moving? Does your pelvis know that your head is moving? Okay, let that pause. So we're going to play with the small amount of time we have left. We're going to play a little bit with coordinating both legs. And if at any point you get confused, just pause, rest. Let your pelvis really guide you here. So let's start with the right foot standing. So your right knee will be bent and your left leg will be long. Okay, so from here, listen, I'll talk you through it slowly. Shift your pelvis to the left. So that means your knees shift a little to the left. And as you slide along the outside edge of your left foot, so that left heel comes towards your sitting bone, slide the inside edge of your right foot away from you. So as one leg straightens, the other leg bends. That's right. And then you roll across the back of the pelvis, roll the pelvis over to the right. Your right knee bends, your left leg lengthens, and you roll back to the center of the pelvis. the pelvis tips to the left, both knees tilt to the left. The outside edge of the left foot slides towards you, the inside edge of the right foot away from you. So it's a little bit like a bicycle, like a very, the way that when you ride a bike, one leg bends and one leg straightens simultaneously, but you have this rocking happening. That's right. And so each foot is gliding along the floor. That's right. Feeling the chest respond, feeling the head respond. And just what's simple, just what's easy. And if it's making sense for you, you could try it a little bit faster. Just here and there, and here and there, with the legs. Great. Okay, rest for a moment. Take your legs long. And just flutter the lips. So you might need to lick your lips, but there's a little of the lips. And notice if you're taking yourself real seriously. Think about the corners of your lips. So let's try this one more time with a relaxed face. Stand your left leg. Keep your right leg long. And let the pelvis and both legs roll a little to the right. So you let the inside edge of your left foot glide away from you. The outside edge of your right foot comes towards you. And begin this action, letting your pelvis be the power station. Letting go of getting it right. Letting the face stay relaxed. So as one leg lengthens, the other leg bends. Yeah, feeling, can the legs feel like they're singing? Can it be somewhat musical? Feeling the pelvis and the chest at ease. Maybe including more of the rotation of the movement of the pelvis. And maybe to make it enjoyable, you don't even let do much with your legs. You decide, I don't want to straighten and bend my legs. I just want to feel the weight of the pelvis shifting to one side and the other. Great. Okay, let that all rest. Let your legs be long, your arms come down, the eyes can be closed. And sense, what image do you receive from the floor now? Feel the back of the head. Is it a dot? Is it a line? Is it a larger circle? Feel the back of your shoulders. The back of the pelvis, the two legs. And when you're ready, roll to your side, come up to sit, and make your way up to stand. And as you come to stand, again, you can turn away from any sort of screen. Close your eyes if you're comfortable with that, and observe the position of your head upon your spine. And the quality of your breathing. Great. And then open the eyes and walk a little bit. Walk about your space. And just walking to see if any of the explorations that we did today, does it change the way you sense walking? Maybe, maybe not. Great. Okay, so I'm going to leave us there.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.